everybody.
Hello!
We are here with Boy Oh Boy Conversations with Gray and JC Grayson.
JC.
This will be, in the history of Boy Oh Boy, the quickest ever episode. Isn't that right, Grayson?
Is it?
10 minutes in and out. You have to entertain your fiance, don't you know?
Oh, she can wait.
Oh, okay. Huh. I mean, she could always just sit and listen to, like, your half of the podcast. I know I'm going into your headphones, but, like, you know.
I offered to let her sit in my room. I figured that's what she would do, like, lay on my bed or something, but
yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
She wanted to sit in the living room.
I mean, that's fair. She doesn't want to exert her, you know, feminine influence on the podcast, and I appreciate that, being the masculine beacons that we are.
Truly.
Yeah.
I don't really know what difference it makes, because she can probably still hear everything I'm saying through the wall. It's not like I have particularly thick walls, like soundproofing.
I guess not, but there is just something about the physical space, like a door in between it. It keeps the femininity out, I like to think, you know, despite how thin the walls are. But
okay.
I don't know. Maybe she wants to keep it for later. Maybe she just really loves listening to Boy Oh Boy as a finished product, and she would just like to hear the whole thing once it's polished, prettied up, and ready for the world, you know, after all the intensive editing we put it through.
Perhaps, yes. Yeah. She did bring me Japanese cream puffs when she came over today.
Okay, what makes a Japanese cream puff Japanese?
That's an excellent question.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Oh. See, this is why we needed her in the room with you. You could have just turned around and gotten the answer.
I don't know if she could describe... It's just a cream puff.
Oh. But the packaging like had like a Japanese flag?
Well, it's like a... I don't remember the name of the place, but they explicitly do Japanese cream puffs.
That's all they do. Like, they're a business where that is their only product.
They had a lot of flavors and varieties. It's kind of like a donut shop. I'm sure they have other stuff, but, like, yeah, that's there.
But everyone loves a donut, and everyone knows, at the very least, everyone knows what a donut is here in this country. I can't say everyone knows what a Japanese cream puff is. We're two people, very representative sample of this country. Neither one of us knows what it is. And you ate one.
Well, do you know what a cream puff is?
Yeah, of course.
Well, it's that.
No, I get that much, but... If there was a Japanese donut shop and all the donuts were just regular donuts, I'd still be befuddled as to what a Japanese donut is. Like, I still grasp the donut concept. That's not where I'm struggling.
The only thing I can think is that, you know, cream puffs, they tend to be small. Like, about the size of a donut hole, right?
Yeah.
These are much larger.
Okay. Okay, large cream puff. Also, I just want to point out the false equivalency here. Donuts are very common. Donuts are a place that are so common that you could have a shop dedicated to them. I have never thought to myself, I gotta go to the cream puff store.
Do you know why that is? Why donuts are so common?
Why?
Because of the Vietnam War.
Okay.
During the Vietnam War, obviously, there were a lot of refugees. They came to the United States, and they wanted to set up a business of some type.
Hell yeah.
Now, donuts, very cheap, very simple. You can set up a shop, sell donuts. And so that's what a lot of these Vietnamese refugees did. A shocking amount of them, apparently. And they set up so many donut shops that they just started popping up all over the place. And they had this ingenious business model that no one else had thought of, which is stay open later. And so they stayed open a lot later than other places would. And so the reason they're associated, like donuts are associated with police officers, is because if you did like a night shift as a police officer, there was nowhere for you to really go to do your stuff. I mean, the office was dark, like all the other restaurants and everything were closed. So no, if you just wanted to get like a snack or something, donut shop.
No, that makes sense. I track this. I track this. I will say then. Is the idea we will have a war with Japan at some point soon, at which point cream puffs will take over or take the
nation by storm?
I sure
hope not. I much prefer donuts.
Well, how do you know?
How do I know?
Yeah.
Well, I just ate a cream puff, and I can tell you.
Oh, not that impressed?
Yeah, it's fine. It's just cream puff.
Oh, okay. But do you think if you were raised on cream puffs and all the police, I know how much you idolize the police, if all the police were just eating cream puffs all the time, Would you think maybe you'd have a greater affinity for it and they'd outrank donuts?
I don't think so, because, okay. Like, even among donuts, the cream-filled, far from my favorite.
Yeah.
I don't think I like stuff with cream on the inside nearly as much. Mm-hmm. I just like donuts because they're simple, they're straightforward. I mean, it's hard to beat a just simple glazed donut. They're light, they're airy, it's got a nice glaze on it.
And H-E-B
even, like,
just
the
has
frosting can be a little too much.
Yeah. No, I'd agree. I'd agree. So plain donut's pretty lovely. Well, I guess we got it settled. Fuck cream puffs, especially the Japanese ones. That's what you're saying?
Also, donuts you can dunk into coffee.
I could drop a cream puff into coffee.
I mean, you could, but then the cream is going to leak out.
Ew.
I don't want the cream in my coffee.
I don't like when cream leaks. No, that would be bad. But
yeah, I'm fine with a little glaze seeping into my coffee. But I don't.
Classic misconception. I always ask for cream in my coffee, and then they put glaze in it instead. This is devastating. But okay, I'm glad we got it figured out. I'd like a little more clarity on the Japanese. Yeah, well. Part of
I don't
it all.
Think we figured anything out, actually.
What I figured out is that donuts exist because of Vietnam, and cream puffs are bigger in Japan. Tell me when I'm telling lies.
Both of those things, I think, were incorrect.
Okay. I mean, I'm just trying to find a takeaway here, you know? Was it good or just okay? You said just okay, your giant cream puff, your massive
cream puff?
I mean, it was
good. It was good.
I'm glad. And you know what? Who am I to say anything? Because there's a restaurant not too far from where you live called the Kolache Factory, where it's all kolaches of a different variety, you know, many, many, many assortments. And a kolache, I'd say, is maybe less relevant than a cream puff.
Maybe. Yeah, no, you might have a point. But I think part of that is just because I think kolaches exist in other parts of the country just under a different name and slightly different.
And even with what I just said, I do much prefer a kolache to a cream puff.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think
so
I'm on the same page.
Cream puffs just suck. There should not be anyone standalone just selling cream puffs, no matter how many flavors you have. Just stop. You know, focus on something else. Have the cream puffs be there as an option. Not as the sole focus. It's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, I'd be embarrassed to sell cream puffs, I think.
Yeah, like, if that's your job. Well, like, one of those common
conversation
starters.
If it was
only
cream puffs.
What do you do? Yes, exactly. Exactly. You get to proudly state that you're a video game salesman. You are a representative of GameStop. But if you were going around saying, I specifically sell puffs of cream, no one would take you seriously.
Nor should they.
Thankfully, you work at GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have a certain privilege that others do not. But, okay, great, the great. What else is going on in your life aside from the cream puff? Why did the cream puff come up?
Oh, because my fiance brought cream puffs because she's here right now.
Oh, how lovely. Did she come just to bring the cream puffs, or was she just... This was a courtesy.
No, she brought to bring the bins.
The bins for packing?
Yes.
Oh,
the bins for packing.
God.
Because I need to start packing some stuff away. Start packing some stuff, one, for the move, but also because I would like her to move in when we get married. We don't actually move into the new apartment until a month after. So I gotta clear some space for her, you know?
Uh-huh. So your move is when? 2 weeks away?
No. My wedding is 2 weeks away.
Oh, shit. When is the move?
About a month away. It's not till October.
Oh, I thought... I don't know why I had those flipped, or I thought the worry was that you move before you get married. But okay.
No.
Phew. Well, Gray the Gray, how do you feel soon to be a married man? We only have a couple episodes of the podcast left of you being a bachelor, you being available, you being on the market.
I'm pretty good with it. I'm pretty happy.
Okay. You don't want to be on the market anymore. I know how much you love the dating scene.
Oh, yeah. I'm thrilled by it, which is what I always said on this podcast, is just
yes.
How much I love the dating scene.
Well, yeah. You liked being a free man, as you would put it often, you know, not being tied down. Never any loneliness. That just wasn't your speed, you know? You were just always in the company of some floozy, is what you would usually say. But that's not the world we live in anymore, you know? Gone are the floozies. Isn't that right?
So true. I'm going to be a married man and happy for it.
Hell yeah. And your move, any updates there?
Honestly, no, and I'm a little worried about that, to be honest.
Por qué?
Well, because I, like, signed all the paperwork and everything, so I think it's squared away, but, like, they haven't given me an update, like, hey, everything is all set.
Okay. I mean, once you sign the lease, I feel like you're pretty set, you know? Like, what are there, like, what's the point of that? Like, you got a confirmation email being, like, lease received, right?
I got a confirmation email that said everyone has signed the lease.
Okay. I think you should be good. You know? Like, what else do you really need? What do you want them to say? You already know this place. You already live there. They're going to say, here's a brochure with the amenities. You got it.
Well, I would just like them to be like, okay, just keep in mind, you need to drop off your keys on this day. These are your moving days, blah, 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 blah. Something like that would be helpful.
I guess. That does make sense.
And, like, I had to do, like, identity verification stuff, and, like, there was an issue with the first sending of it, so I want to make sure that turned out okay when I sent the second version of it.
They're making you verify your identity again? You live there.
Not me. Oh, okay. No. Okay, fiancé, okay. Who's moving in.
No, this makes more sense. Well, that's so huge to think that Issa will no longer be able to have her car towed at the apartment complex because she will be a resident.
Oh, I already squared that away. I just put her car in as a resident car.
Ah.
Cost $10 a month, but...
Oh, okay, yep. Yeah. Well, I mean, $10 isn't so bad.
No, it really isn't, and, like, I'm okay with it. And we went to IKEA over the weekend to go look at furniture and stuff.
Whoa, you did actually go. Last week it was up in the air. I know you came onto the podcast and you said, guys, I have a worry. And that worry was whether or not you'll actually go to IKEA.
We did go. It was great.
Did you get the $1 vegetarian hot dog?
No, we went to the cafeteria thing. It was the one in Round Rock. I think we went to the San Antonio one, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And so I was not prepared for the way the cafeteria looked. And so that was a little like, huh, to begin with. But then also all of the pictures of the food they were serving involved peas. And I don't know about you, but when I see a bunch of pictures of peas, I don't get in a hungry mood.
Do you agree that peas kind of smell like piss? I've always felt this since being a small child because my mom would serve peas often. And I feel like a lot of times it smells really, really similar to piss.
I've never thought that once in my life, but I have a theory, JC.
Okay.
Maybe she served it so often that it had, like, an asparagus effect where it made your pee smell like peas.
Ooh. I mean, maybe. I guess I have to try this, but I don't think so, because I don't eat peas very often unless they are served to me, and that occasion is infrequent, you know? And so, but I still eat a pea and think that's vaguely piss-like. I don't know, but that's a good theory. I will maybe buy a couple cans and eat a whole bunch of them and get back to the podcast.
Maybe that's a worthy experiment, but I have never once in my life looked at pee or smelled peas and thought, wow, that smells like pee.
Maybe is pee not even one of... Maybe it's not piss that I'm thinking of. Maybe it's like snot. Maybe it smells like snot. I think that's more what I was going for. Because I think you're right. I don't think it's piss. I think it's snot. And, like, I hate this word. It's a word I don't like saying. But it smells like boogers, Grayson.
Smell your boogers?
You can absolutely smell. Like, you can smell. You know what snot tastes like. You know what it... We all know what it tastes like. But you certainly know what it smells like. It's in your nose.
Okay, but, like, I can't smell it.
There is certainly a smell associated with when your, like, nose is all clogged up with stuff. I think so.
I'm trying to think of it, but nothing's coming to me.
It smells like peas.
Isn't, like, the point that you wouldn't smell it because it's in your nose all the time?
Well, no, it's not in your nose all the time, you freak. Clean out your nose.
I don't care how much you clean out your nose, there's still going to be snot in there.
Yeah, but probably not quantity enough to emit scent, like a strong scent. But certainly, I don't know. Weigh in. Guys,
how,
we haven't
utilized
the Spotify comments.
How thoroughly are you cleaning your nose?
Pretty thoroughly.
Maybe that's your problem then. Your nose isn't accustomed to having any type of mucus in it.
But this isn't... That would make it... Okay, if that's what we're working with, that's the theory we're working with, we are then saying my nose is more equipped to gauge the smell of mucus and then make the comparison of mucus to peas.
I guess you would be the most informed person for something like that.
Yeah.
But I just, I don't have the same connection, I guess.
It doesn't feel like one that a lot of people are going to be like raising their hands and agreeing with me on, you know?
No, I think you uniquely have a scent associated with snot.
It's definitely not piss. I do want to take that back. I want to walk that back. I slandered peas, you know? It does not smell like piss. That is true. But it's something bodily, and I'm pretty sure it comes from the nose.
I do want to reiterate, though, that I've just never found peas appetizing.
True. True. I've never craved a pea. Sometimes that's a welcome little relief in some fried rice, you know?
Yeah.
But that's it. I don't, like, commonly on my Zoo Pals, one ear would be peas growing up, okay? And that just was too much. I don't need that many peas.
No, you really don't. And like, man, okay. Like, I have nothing against peas. I'm really trying to think about it now. I got nothing against them. I don't have an issue with them. I've never once in my life thought, wow, peas.
Yeah. The other veggie I was fed a lot growing up, and I think this is just, like, it's not because my mom was obsessed with these things. I think it's just because they are the veggies I responded best to when I was really young. We're also green beans. I love the green bean straight from the can onto the Zoo Pal, you know? Like, that ear would get eaten a lot quicker than the pea one. You fuck with a canned green bean?
I can get behind a canned green bean.
Not a canned pea.
But even still, a canned green bean has never been appetizing to me.
Really?
I do really want to reiterate, I don't have anything against peas.
What's
they
a veggie you like? What's a veggie you would just throw back?
I don't really have one.
Wow, that's crazy.
Like none.
Like, pickled cabbage, I love. I could just eat pickled cabbage. I do, in fact, just eat pickled cabbage. I think it tastes really nice.
Pickled cabbage is good. Pickled cabbage I could definitely get behind.
Phew.
But it's more because of the pickled part, less because of the cabbage part.
Okay, I understand. I mean, yeah, I don't like eating just straight cabbage, but I do prefer it as like a green if I'm picking one, you know? But no, I see what
like,
you mean.
Like, I like a good coleslaw too.
Yeah.
That's got cabbage in it. But I'm not doing it for the cabbage on its own. Like, cabbage in something's good in the same way a pea in fried rice can be good. But like, I'm not itching to eat some peas.
But, like, it's unfair, I think, to compare coleslaw to a pickled cabbage, because pickled cabbage is still, like, just cabbage at the end of the day. It's just cabbage that went through some shit. You know, coleslaw is a mix of ingredients.
I get that. I was just throwing it out there for different ways that I enjoy eating some cabbage.
Okay. No, I think it's valid to be like, I love this veggie, and that veggie is pickled cabbage. I think that's a fair thing. If you want to, like, take ownership of that statement, so that way you don't sound like a freak who doesn't eat veggies, I'd be okay with that, you know?
I don't think I can get behind that, because if I'm picking out, like, a favorite fruit, I'm not picking out, like, a altered version of that fruit. If I say I like apples, I'm not like, I like apples, but specifically when they've been cooked in cinnamon, or candied apples, or caramel apples, or something like that. Because then I'm not really saying I like apples anymore. I like some variation on apple when they're prepared a specific way.
In the same way, if I said my favorite fruit is cucumber, but I only eat pickles.
Right, exactly.
Okay. But I would still say, if you said my favorite fruit is pickle a fruit? That just doesn't feel right.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, a cucumber, is that a fruit?
Yes.
Okay, then I'd say pickle is fruit. But if someone said pickle is my favorite fruit, I guess I wouldn't look at them weird. I know I would. I would look at them very weird. But I also would about the cucumber situation. And if someone said my favorite fruit is candied apple, I'd also look at them like they're a fucking freak. So maybe yeah. You're onto something.
Like, you're no longer saying that you like the fruit or the vegetable on its own. And that's what I mean when I say I don't really have a favorite vegetable.
Yeah.
I love a lot of fruits. I love myself a banana. Banana's great. Orange, great. Avocado, great. Cucumber, true. Great. Apple, true. Great. True. But I can't think of a single vegetable where I'm like, yeah, great. And there are vegetables that I'll eat on occasion, like a carrot. I can enjoy a good carrot dipped in ranch, but at that point, I can even enjoy a good carrot stick on its own. Celery, I can enjoy a good stick of celery, nice stalk of celery. But I'm not really ever itching to down some celery.
Shit. No, I really do understand what you're saying, and I'm trying to think of a counter argument, and all that keeps popping into my head is pickled cabbage. You know, that's the only veggie I really want to scarf down. At the moment, at least. What other veggies even are there? Do you know of any?
Any vegetables?
Yeah, just name some vegetables.
Broccoli.
Oh, you know what? Broccoli's fucking awesome. If you cook it right, broccoli's great. I will eat broccoli gladly.
Nah, I could pass.
Messed up. Oh, cauliflower I enjoy. Not like, you know, just straight cauliflower, but, you know, you cook it, you put some hot sauce on it.
See, but even then, I feel like we're getting into the territory of, like, we're enjoying the thing prepared a certain way.
Yeah.
Like, fruit you can just dive into. But I'm not, like, taking a would it be a head of broccoli?
Sure.
It's like a head stalk of lettuce?
A stalk of broccoli?
A chunk of broccoli. I'm not taking a chunk of broccoli out of my vegetable drawer and chowing down.
Well, my niece Kaylin, she's still growing up. She's only like 8. But as like a toddler, her favorite thing was just a head of lettuce that she could chomp into. So, like, there are those people out there. But this conversation has really revealed to me that veggies are entirely inferior to fruits.
100%.
And if I am to eat an unprepared veggie, it's going to be a canned green bean.
Okay, but that's arguably still prepared.
I know. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, veggies can suck ass.
Like, imagine someone asks you, what's your favorite vegetable? And you say, a canned green bean. You're going to sound like a psycho. Like, that's unacceptable. Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. That's just the... Oh, fuck. No, you've revealed to me that veggies do suck. It's only through our innovation and creativity as a species we've made it even remotely edible. That's sad. You know? It's a sad, sad thing.
Okay, back to IKEA.
Okay.
Because I feel like we've gotten dramatically off track from the original point here. We were shopping for a couch.
What?
A couch. Because there's one thing that my wonderful, beautiful fiance has insisted upon having when we move in together, and that's a couch for our living room. She does not care for the couch that we have in our living room right now, and I think that's very fair. I don't really care for it either. I could go either way on it.
We touched on this last week. You have a shitty couch.
Not a great one. We got it for free. My brother got it for free years and years ago when we lived in San Antonio, and it was in his room for a long time. And then we moved into this apartment. He had a couch. I did not have a couch. Couch went in the living room. Easy win.
His couch is cool to have as a high schooler in your bedroom.
Yes.
And that's about where its utility and coolness ends. But you used it well beyond that. He's well past college age. Not well. He is past college age at this point.
Still not graduated, though.
Well, he could have.
Yeah. But we're going to get a couch. And I think Issa originally kind of overestimated the size of the apartment and how much couch we could really get into this space. So we're kind of rolling it back a little bit in terms of what she wants.
No.
And I think that's the smart move, because if we get a couch and settle on it now, then we spend a ton of money for maybe the couch that she doesn't really want long term versus we only really want to be in this apartment for a year. We want to buy a house later. We'd rather, you know, get the nice couch when we have the space to put the nice couch in, you know?
Mm-hmm. Have you guys looked at Facebook Marketplace? I feel like they have some great couches.
No, part of the issue with Facebook Marketplace is then how do we get it into the apartment?
I mean, that's going to be an issue with most places, you know?
IKEA can deliver. Costco can deliver.
Okay.
If you buy it from like a warehouse place, they will deliver.
Yeah.
You know, you can, I mean, they may charge a little extra to do the delivery.
Yeah.
But as long as you're not paying for installation, they'll drop it off for you. They have trucks
the
for
same
that.
About Marketplace. Marketplace can do that. There are people that sometimes are willing to deliver. But otherwise, it'd probably be a thing of like getting like a $20 U-Haul for the hour.
Yeah.
And which isn't quite like frankly, bad. It's not, you live right next to a U-Haul. It'd be very doable, but.
Entirely doable. But I really don't want to drive a U-Haul right now.
Make Issa do it.
No.
Make Wilson do it.
Probably still no.
Steven can do it. He has a car now.
True. Make Steven do it. But no, we'll get a new couch. We'll just get a nice couch. But this has brought up a number of like decorating things. Cause for the most part, East and I agree on a lot of decor. We agree on how to decorate. We have very similar tastes in a lot of things. But one thing that I'm really struggling with is I don't know what I'm going to do with all the masks.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I got a lot of masks, JC.
No, I know. And you just hung them up.
Issa hates those masks.
I mean, they're not very welcoming. I wouldn't want them in my home either. Maybe like one. But you have like
I love them in my
20
home.
20 masks on the wall.
They're great.
Yeah, but they're not like a, oh yes, this is my cozy home I'd like to live in. They don't give that.
I disagree.
They give this as a museum and it's vaguely disturbing.
Personally, you know? I feel very cozy in museums.
Mm. And I guess that therein lies the difference. I feel disturbed in a museum.
Well, where do you think that's from, JC?
I don't know. I always feel pretty uncomfortable. I was just telling you after Chicago about how I don't really like a natural history museum. It's just not my space. But I do. I always feel a little bit awkward and unnerved when I'm in those spaces. Love an art museum. I feel perfectly at home there. But science and history museums, I just feel a little tense, a little just on edge.
See, before you had told me that it was just you weren't particularly interested in those things versus
that's
the artwork
true.
You were.
Yeah.
What do you mean tense?
I don't know. Like, I it just feels odd. And, like, there's just like, you know, you can just places have vibes and atmospheres, and that atmosphere makes me just feel like, you know, not that I'm like horribly uncomfortable. I'm like dying to get out of there, but in a way of like, I couldn't like spend the night here and be comfortable, you know?
Really?
No, I could spend the night at the art museum in Chicago and feel comfortable. I would not be able to do that at the, like, if you put me right below the fucking T-Rex, no way.
I feel like you could find a space in a museum that'd be right, like, not right below a T-Rex to sleep.
Where I would end up going is, if I had to, is I would go to the food court that had all the vending machines and sleep there. Because I think that maybe feels the least like I'm in a museum.
I'd probably go for, like, one of the tents that they had up. You know? Like, easy sleeping spot right there.
No, that sounds disturbing. Maybe I really liked the night at the museum as a kid. Maybe that has something to do with it. I watched it a lot growing up.
Do you think that it's like a unspoken fear that when you sleep at the museum, the stuff's going to start moving?
That is like valid, you know? That is pretty valid. I guess so. But then that doesn't really explain why I would feel the tension during the daytime.
Well, you know, like, when there's, like, you know people who have, like, haunted museums and stuff like that?
Okay. Like Matt Rife.
Like, nothing ever actually happens.
Well, that guy who owns the Annabelle doll died. Or the tour manager for Annabelle. He just died. Didn't you see?
People die sometimes.
But a lot of times, if Annabelle, the doll, is around, from what I understand.
I'm going to throw this out there. Everyone dies, so...
I don't know about that.
But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it would be off-putting because you suspect something could happen, regardless of whether or not something does happen.
Yeah, okay. So we're both open to the possibility of everything at the museum coming to life at night?
No. Oh. No. But we are both open to the possibility of that being the source of why you feel so tense in the museums.
Yeah. And again, it's not like this overwhelming tension, but I certainly don't feel at home. You know? I don't feel welcomed. Yeah. Cry about it. Why are we talking about this? What brought this up?
The masks.
The masks. Yeah, the masks give me that same feeling. Because your apartment is otherwise pretty cozy. But it does have a little bit of that museum feel injected.
I like the museum feel. I'm not going to lie. It makes me happy.
Maybe for like a hallway. Like when you first enter. Oh my god, isn't your new apartment going to have like a long hallway?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe there. You can put the masks.
You know, I'm not opposed to that. I think Issa will be.
So, you're telling me this girl is making you get rid of the Wesley chair and your beloved mask collection?
Well, I'm not necessarily having to get rid of the masks, but I may not have them hung up.
As opposed to the chair, which you are having to get rid of.
Yes.
Fuck. I see. So you'll just keep them in a box?
Yeah, probably. That's what the bins are for.
Those are going to be some big boxes. Those masks are huge, some of them.
I think she was okay with some of them being hung up. I just think she definitely doesn't want it in the living room.
Yeah. And you know, like, given how much we're talking about Issa right now, and this, I wouldn't call it a disagreement, but... the sad truth that is that you have to get rid of your masks. Again, maybe it's for the best that she's not sitting in the room with you as you're telling the story, because maybe you'd feel like you have to monitor yourself, censor yourself if she were sitting in your bed, you know?
Oh, no. I would say the exact same thing in front of her.
Oh, okay. Okay, I understand. Well, maybe it'd make her feel bad. She'd think she's being slandered.
But my solution as of right now is to probably just put them in the office, on my side of the office.
Uh-huh.
Another thing that she doesn't want me to hang up, and you're probably going to be thrilled with this. In fact, can you guess?
The Pearl Harbor? It's definitely the Pearl Harbor. Yeah,
it's the Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, you don't have to think. Of course she doesn't want that hung up. It's literally just a depiction of Pearl Harbor.
Not just a depiction. It's a photo.
And not Pearl Harbor on, like, a good day. Pearl Harbor on, like, the day.
Yeah.
I don't fault her for that one. Like, if we moved in together, Grayson, I would not make you put away the Pearl Harbor poster. I'd say that's actually going right up in the living room, prime real estate, directly across from the door, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I can see how one would want it down.
You know, I appreciate your support, JC. That's very kind of you.
You're welcome. The masks would have to go.
You mean from the living room? They could still be hung up, right?
No, they'd have, maybe in the bathroom. Maybe in your brother's bathroom they could go up. But that's about all I'm willing to budge on. But the Wesley chair would stay.
Mm. She also doesn't want my bathroom to be Elvis-themed, which I think is really weird.
That is lame as fuck. But we already discussed it. Instead of having a kitchen table, you're going to get a giant statue of Elvis.
Oh, true. We did discuss that. We did look at tables while we were at IKEA as well. And again, I think she overestimates the size of the dining room in the place that we're moving into.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of how much table we're really gonna be able to get in there.
Also, how much table do you really need? You know, like, it's probably gonna be four of you most of the time.
Yeah, like, but we'll be able to host Friendsgiving and stuff like that.
But you shouldn't get your kitchen table based around one day of the year. You know?
Why not?
Because I can bring a folding table, like we did last year.
Now you're just saying nonsense.
Okay. No, my apologies. My apologies. That's kind of my thinking there. What furniture did you buy? What did you accomplish at IKEA? Did you eat any peas?
Nothing. Oh. No.
No food even. No food from the food court was bought.
Mm-mm.
You just browsed.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was actually pretty good. I had a genuinely good time. We looked at a bunch of stuff. We talked about dishes. We're actually in agreement on like dishes that look good, so that's nice. We agree on a lot of like glassware and things like that.
What do you disagree on? Let's get to the meat of the situation.
We just went over a bunch of things that we disagree on.
But what about like you were browsing IKEA and you were like, I like this thing. And she was like, that's ugly.
There were a couple of bed frames. Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one.
Some cabinet pieces.
You do need some mutual agreement with the bed frame, you know?
Yeah, but like I'm totally good to just let her pick the bed frame. I don't care enough.
Okay.
And she has like the sensibility enough to like match it to the rest of the stuff in the room.
Yeah.
We're still undecided on bed sheets. One thing we heavily disagree on is I don't like comforters. I think that they're kind of just like they're not very soft. I like a soft blanket. I like a fluffy blanket.
Okay.
But she is very insistent on a comforter.
It's an odd request to not have a comforter, in fairness to her.
It's not that I'm like against a comforter.
You just want a soft one.
Yeah, I'd like a soft one. And I would prefer to also have blankets.
Well, you so can that have I can both, be under I the blankets. Like, right? Like, because I sleep with a comforter and some soft blankets, you know? And I kind of just layer up according to what I'm feeling that night, whatever I need.
See,
to.
I would be so on board with that. She can't handle more than one thing on the bed. She gets
but
tangled.
But what if it's like your own personal blanket?
Oh, she'll steal it, get tangled, and then I'll be left with nothing.
Okay, because like this is I don't know. This is not going to change for me. When Brandy and I one day do move in together, let's say we share a bed, I have slept, Grayson, since I was a very young child, like infant age, with these blankets from Gymboree. Do you remember Gymboree? They no longer exist.
No. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Clothing store. It shut down in like probably like 2018, 2019. It was kind of like Carter's, but Gymboree. It had like little TVs behind some plastic. There was a TV in the floor, but it was pretty much just like kids' clothes. They have their own style of blanket, and these blankets, you when you don't touch them for a while, like you leave it alone for like 20, 30 minutes, the blanket just kind of gets like chilly, you know? And I fucking love it because I fall asleep most easily when I'm like cold and a little bit chilly. And these blankets
I'm very much with you on that.
Make you a little bit cold. And I've never encountered it in an adult regular blanket, only in these children's ones. And I used to be stocked up. I used to have like 20 of these blankets in my bed. But when I went away to college, I just picked three of them. And I rotate just having one in my bed each night. When I eventually am sharing a bed with my partner, I think I've just so ingrained it in me. Again, it's truly been my entire life, like almost 25 years. I've had one of these blankets to fall asleep. I don't think I could do it without it on a permanent basis. You know? Like, if that's an ask of Brandy, it may be like a different bedroom situation.
I think it would be very cute for you two to sleep in twin beds next to each other.
Oh, I was thinking like two different rooms, but we just have like two separate beds in the same bedroom.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I think that would be very cute.
That is romantic. That is very, very romantic. Are they like pretty spaced apart or like there's just like a little small uncomfortable gap between them where you can't like roll over from one to the other, but you can't really walk between it either?
I guess that depends on the size of the room.
I mean, one of us is a barista and the other makes $20 an hour at a mental hospital, so it's probably not a big room if I had to guess.
I feel like it should be enough space that there would be a bedside table for each of you between the bed and a gap between the bedside tables.
Oh, okay. That would definitely have walking room then, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe even like just a dresser between them. And then you each have like a lamp on the dresser.
Ooh. I want there to be like the little hangy down. You know how like there's like you can have drapes around your bed? Like the little translucent drapes? What are those called?
Yes.
There's certainly a name for that. I just like the princess style beds.
Canvas.
Canopy?
Canopy. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should each have our own canopy.
I'd love a bed with like a good canopy.
A canopy bed does sound kind of awesome. You know, like as an adult, I cannot have a bunk bed. I understand that. A canopy feels like a good middle ground of like it's a maybe veering on childish, but if done in the right way, you could have it as an adult.
Yeah, it's kind of classy, but it still gives off fort vibes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. Have you considered this? Have you posed this idea to Issa?
I have. She's not a fan.
You really have?
Yep.
That's so funny.
I'm going to be so honest. Yes, I have.
Why didn't you do it with your own bed?
That's a great point. I don't even have a headboard, JC. I think I got some steps to take before I get the canopy bed, you know?
But canopy, no headboard is kind of like baller, you know? Like that's kind of badass.
Like a big circular bed in the center of the room with a canopy that just goes all around.
That's like almost more equivalent to like a shower curtain at that point. That's awesome.
I'm kind of on board with that.
Yeah, I think Issa's got to get on the same page as you here. You know, I think you got to stand your ground.
I think I'm really on to something.
Circular bed or nothing.
Circular bed with a canopy that wraps around the entire thing. And also the bed goes in the center of the room.
Of course. Well, for the feng shui of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, that's tough about the whole blanket situation. I would really struggle to fall asleep if someone said, just comforter. So I see the struggle that you might be up against.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're always so thoroughly tired anyways, it's not going to matter. You're going to conk out regardless.
See, that's the thing. I really struggle to fall asleep.
Fuck.
Yeah. So no, I very much need the right conditions.
Uh-huh.
But we'll cross that bridge when we get there, you know? Like, it'll be fine.
What if you
also
get a medical,
with my new work schedule in the start of the year, mm-hmm. like, I get to sleep in. I'm not going to be stressing.
You can sneak the extra blankets into the bed after Issa's gone.
Exactly.
Huge.
So yeah, it'll be fine. It's going to be okay.
Have you considered a doctor's note for the blanket? Like, when Issa tries to take the blanket away from you, you say, actually, no, I have this from my doctor. And it's
see, devastating thing about that.
Needs. Uh-huh.
I don't go to the doctor.
Oh, no. I could forge it.
I mean, you work in a psychiatric facility. Can't you write me a note?
I mean, I can. I can write it. The papers that we have access to at the hospital, like if a patient asked me to like write them a note, it would just be on a blank sheet of paper with marker. Is that okay?
So the authenticity and legitimacy would be in question.
No, I'm saying that is how it is done actually in the hospital. So for it to be like authentic and legitimate, I would have to do it that way. If she has any questions,
crazy.
She can call me. The funniest thing is when like the different like directors, supervisors, doctors, etc. at the job at the hospital hand out these like inventories and papers that the patients have to complete. But they're not allowed to use pens or pencils. So it is all done in, like, purple marker. It's really... I don't know.
Are they Crayola markers?
Emasculating. It depends on the day. It depends on which markers are available, honestly. And I only say purple because it's one of the preferred colors because it's darker. A lot of times, after enough clients steal enough markers, all that we're left with are yellow and orange that barely show up on the paper.
Doing forms in yellow markers seems inadvisable.
Yep, but sometimes that's what you have to do. That's what I've learned. You know?
Fair enough.
Sometimes you just have to make do. But yeah, I can do your doctor's note in yellow marker on white paper.
Oh, perfect. Man, okay. I swear there was more IKEA stuff to talk about. Oh, yes, JC, I want your thoughts on this.
Okay.
You know, have you ever seen, like, wall-mounted furniture?
I feel like I had to or have to have. Do you have, like, something specific in mind?
This is a broad category. So it can be, like, when you're in a bathroom and the sink is on, like, a, you know, a cabinet.
Uh-huh.
But the cabinet doesn't have legs. It's just mounted to the wall.
Okay,
or it could
sure.
be like when a bunch of boxed shelving units are just attached to the wall. Or when there's like a media center, you know, where you put like your DVD player or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have legs. It's just attached to the wall.
Can
you know
I
what
ask,
I'm talking about?
Is a urinal a good example of this?
No.
Why not?
Because urinals are designed to be mounted to a wall by their very nature. They aren't like a version
oh.
of a separate thing.
Okay.
Then
so
mounted to a wall.
How about a toilet that just sticks out from the wall?
Yeah, that could be an example.
Okay, good, good, good.
I hate all of them.
Oh my god, every single one. Even the toilets.
Yeah. No, I want my toilet attached to the ground. 100%.
I didn't know.
Like, without a doubt.
Well, going forward, I'll keep that in mind. I'm sorry.
I want your thoughts.
In general, on it all.
Yeah.
I'm not inherently opposed. I feel like, and this is going to be such a wishy-washy, lame take, but I feel like when done right, it can be done right. But I wouldn't do it for the sake of doing it. You know, I feel like the situation has to call for it. I'm not seeking out mounted furniture just generally. But again, if it looks like it would work better than the grounded alternative, then it'll look better. You know?
Firstly, that is a wishy-washy lame answer. Secondly, when? When is it better? When does the situation call for it? Because I really struggle to think of one where, like, let's use the toilet for an example. When does the toilet being mounted to the wall improve the functionality or, like, the aesthetic of the toilet? Also, even if it does, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, no, a lot of times it feels maybe a little unnecessary. Does a TV count? Because a TV has legs a lot of times. You have to buy a mount separately, and then you mount it.
I don't think so. And my logic behind that, because it... I think you raise a good point in the sense that, like, TVs originally were designed to be sat upon something. But I think the advent of flat screens really changed that.
Mm.
Like, I think fundamentally. In the same way that I wouldn't put cabinets. I wouldn't put it against cabinets. Because cabinets, when they're up above the ground, yeah, they're just the same thing as the stuff on the ground with the counter on top.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, elevated. But there's a purpose and intentionality behind that where it's like this thing was designed to be mounted this way. There isn't a version of this thing that operates better sat upon the thing. Like, yes, you can put a flat screen on legs, but a flat screen isn't really intended to be on the legs. It's intended to be mounted. In the same way a cabinet, you could use a cabinet on the ground and stick a countertop on top, but it's not designed that. It's designed to be mounted on the wall. Versus like a bookshelf, just stick some legs on the bookshelf and don't mount it on the wall because that's stupid.
We went together to Ross one time and I picked up this little like shelf unit that I display my CDs on. That is like oval shaped and it's mounted on the wall, you know? And I quite like how it looks. I like that it's on the wall.
Again, though. That mm-hmm. that was explicitly designed to be on the wall. I think
okay.
shelving gets a pass because, like, yeah, you
I
can
see.
Just have a floating shelf. That's totally fine.
Cool, cool,
because
cool.
that's not like a bookshelf that then someone picked up and stuck on the wall and took off the legs.
Yeah. No, I see what you mean. Do you remember my, like, yellow bookshelf I used to have that was, like, in a spiral? I used to have this
not
obnoxious
really.
Yellow bookshelf,
so.
And it, like, wound up like a... yeah, like exactly that, like a spiral. And there were all these different sections. But I feel like it would have looked better hanging from the wall than just sat on the floor. But that's really the only thing I could think of. And that was a really weird bookshelf or bookcase to begin with, you know? Like, you would...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, I think certain shelving gets a pass, because, like, yeah, you can have a floating shelf. That makes sense. A shelf can be on the wall. But you wouldn't take, like, a rectangular bookshelf, rip off the legs, and then mount it to a wall. Because why in the world would you do that?
Question. Folding beds, how do they factor into this?
Like a Murphy bed?
I think so. The ones, like, from Zach and Cody that they got stuck in.
Those typically aren't mounted to the wall. They sit on the floor.
No, I know, but, like, just generally when it's not in bed mode, it's fully the wall. It's only in the wall.
No, it's in a cabinet.
Oh, really? Up against the wall. It's not just, like, part of the wall?
You could maybe design one as, like, a built-in, but again, then it's not floating. I'm totally in favor of a Murphy bed, as long as it's not floating.
A bed that floats would be insane. I don't know how that would quite work.
I mean, someone could pull it off, but that just brings me back to the point of, but why?
Okay, does Issa want some floating furniture? Is that what we're getting at?
No, this is more just a thing that I kept seeing at IKEA of just, like, why? Why not just put this thing on legs?
Well, IKEA would have to make the legs. It's cheaper to sell it without. Or maybe they can charge extra for the legs at checkout. Thoughts?
Well, that's dumb.
No, I would agree. Oh, I'm glad this wasn't leading to, like, Issa wants exclusively wall-mounted furniture.
That would be a big problem for me.
That would have been tough. That would have been tough. But, okay. Okay. It'll all come together. You still got what? You said how long until the move?
It's not till October 17th, so like a month and a half.
Whew. This is big. This is huge. Well, Gray the Gray, do you have any other questions regarding your move or furniture? Anything of the sort?
Do you think I'm forgetting anything?
I don't know. I wasn't with you at IKEA, unfortunately. I didn't get the invite, but that's okay.
Oh, we got Raising Cane's after. Cane sauce is great.
No, I'm pretty glad I didn't go. I don't like Cane sauce. I think their fries are bad, and I can't even eat their chicken, and the bread is usually fine. It's the least impressed I've ever been with, like, a fast food place, you know? Especially, I used to have so much hype. What are you saying?
I don't know. I have something I want to brag about.
Okay, go for it.
It's related to the bins. Sorry, this is a total, like, circle back.
No, fuck Raising Cane's.
We got 10 bins, 10 very large bins. Issa got these 10 bins for, like, $3 a bin.
Wow. Where from?
Target. She was able to get a gift card from her work, so she didn't pay that. She had a discount code. And she found ones that were on sale.
Yo. And then all just stacked.
Yeah.
That's huge.
So in the end, she only ended up paying $30 for these 10 bins.
Yeah. Just feel so, so weird about your move, because it's unorthodox in that it is just going to be up the stairs. And it's like, the bins are nice and all, but it's just like, I would feel so weird being like, I could have just carried this item, you know?
Well, so the bins, they serve a dual purpose.
Okay.
Because, yes, they're going to help me move, but primarily they're there so that I can store stuff once I moved in.
Where's all the storage going to take place?
Closet.
Like your current closet? Like walk-in closet?
Walk-in closet, and then we also have the closet in the office.
Okay, okay. Office closet will probably be helpful. That's good. Well, that's where the masks will go, I guess. How sad. How sad, Gray the Gray.
And I'm sure Issa will help me purge a lot of stuff, to be fair.
Okay. Okay. Are they colorful bins?
No, they're black with yellow lids.
Oh.
I think.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, that's exciting.
But when the bins would normally cost like $20 a pop, get them for $3. Kind of sick.
Yeah, no, those are like the stereotypical bins. Those are the bins I see everywhere, the black ones with the yellow top. They're the industry standard, I would say. Grayson, I have a question. Do you want me to – I know it's not what it once was, but in the spirit of fairness, do you think we should read through the chapter titles for last week's episode of Boy Oh Boy? We really tried for one of them to be White Settlement, so we should at least check to see if that was one.
You know, fair. Yeah, it's worth a check. This will be the last thing, though, right?
But for the whole episode?
Do you think?
Oh, yeah, I'm totally down for that.
Okay, I was just hoping that we could end it off as, like, the finale, so okay. I wanted to make sure.
Big finale. Listen up, guys. Episode 405, Saving Wesley's Chair. In the past, Grayson, by the way, we've had two other episodes with saving in the title, okay? One of them was Saving the Alamo, which we did with Hans and Steven. Do you remember that episode? We had a pinata.
Not really.
You don't remember the pinata? With the Tide Pods and the googly eyes?
Oh, yes. No, the thing that permanently damaged my tub.
Yeah, that's it. That was Saving the Alamo. That's what we did that episode. So at least your tub was damaged for a cause.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other saving episode was Saving Prima Pasta. If you remember, my favorite restaurant in New York from growing up got shut down because of rats. And we tried to save it.
Is it back?
No. No, it didn't work. But hopefully the Wesley's Chair thing works out a bit better. The chapters. Chapter 1. Wait. Did we already read this? We couldn't have. This is last week's. Okay, chapter 1. A screeching headphone incident and temporary deafness. Wait. I'm sure we read this out already. Or did I just read this in my personal time?
I don't know how we could have read it.
I don't know either. It just feels too familiar. I have extreme deja vu right now. Okay, whatever. Chapter 2. Stress, moving, and the start of weight worries. That was you, Grayson. You have some weight worries?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. Chapter 3. Coworker confirms weight gain and lifestyle habits. That one was also you, right? The coworker confirms weight gain. Okay. Chapter 4. Finding motivation for fitness and the impact of alcohol. An amazing tropical sour and listener Jordan's update. Thank God they specified which Jordan. Then we have Jordan's life events and podcast AI chapter title critique. So I feel like I remember us reading out that chapter and then you were like, it's becoming self-aware. This is like a distinct memory that I have. Am I going insane? Did I dream this?
Did you like forget to upload? How could we, JC?
I don't know. It's actually not possible, but I'm so sure of it. The third to last chapter is the impending loss of a sentimental rolling chair. What a way of phrasing it. Then, unveiling the history of Wesley's legendary rolling chair.
It truly is legendary.
And then an elaborate scheme to preserve Wesley's historic chair.
It is all the three things that Spotify has described it as: sentimental, legendary, and historic.
I was just about to say the same thing. They really hit the nail on the head with that one. No White Settlement, sure, fine, whatever, but did a great job. I feel like that all could have been one chapter, potentially, you know, just Wesley's chair as a whole, but whatever. I appreciate the specificity.
They're really padding out those titles, I think.
Yeah. I think what we got to do next week is just make sure we talk for an extended period about White Settlement and, like, actually foster a discussion around it. And then the AI might do it, you know?
Okay, but the issue is at that point, then we're just playing the AI's game. It was only fun when we could trick the AI.
Fuck. No, you're right. But, okay, we can trick the AI by talking about something completely different, but using White Settlement as a code word, you know? So, like, if we went to McDonald's next week, or this week, and then we talk about it for 10 minutes, instead of saying McDonald's, we say White Settlement. I ordered the chicken nuggets at White Settlement. You know what I mean?
Again, though, we're just playing the game of the AI.
I guess so. Shit. No, I miss the dumb AI. This sucks.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, guys, we'll be back next week with more Boy Oh Boy, I guess. Until then, goodbye, everybody.
Adios.
B-O-Y-O-B-O-I. B-O-Y-O-B-O-I. podcast. You never